You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I went in for my twice a year teeth cleaning checkup. Everything's fine. No problem.
That's
see
good.
See you again in the fall.
Good.
I'd been talking to somebody about the whole thing about dental hygienists, whether they make conversation with you or not. And I had said, look, mine is perfect. All she does is, you know, she chats with you when you first sit down. But then once she's busy working in your mouth, she doesn't do that conversation thing, which is so awkward for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And I must have jinxed it because this time she couldn't have been more chatty.
Oh, no. She had things on her mind, huh?
All sorts of stuff about the weather. Lots of stuff about the weather. And lots of stuff about her kids and what her son is learning and doing. And I'm just sitting there with my mouth open and her hands and implements in there. And I'm just like, there's nothing I can do. I'm just going to sit there.
Just take it. It's like torture.
I don't want to do the thing now where you make sounds with their hands in your mouth. Because we felt in the past, like, we need to go, I'm like, I'm not doing that.
How does it sound when you say, I don't care? I don't care. I don't care.
And honestly, I mean, I'm not trying to be rude or mean, but really what she was telling me was the biggest who cares stuff.
I don't care.
Of all time. Like what her son wants for his birthday.
Hey, and it's like, you don't care.
I know your first name.
Right.
You know, again, I don't want to be mean. Look, I feel for a hygienist because they've got to put their hands in strangers' mouths all day long. They probably eventually feel like they're just going to burst, and they need to just talk and try to make everything as normal as possible.
Sure. They just got to get through their day, you know?
But here's what I've noticed, because when I moved here a couple of years ago and I found a new dentist, and I have no problem with the dentist's office. They seem very nice. Wonderful. I'm going to keep going. However, the dentist himself is socially awkward in that he doesn't greet you or really talk to you until 10 seconds before he's leaving the room. And I've noticed this, and so I watched for it this time. And his thing is, he'll walk in because, you know, he has to do a quick once over everything. And he every time will walk in conversation with the hygienist.
Okay.
And sits down, does not say, hey, how's it going? Hey, let me take a quick look here. He just continues with his conversation as if I'm not even there.
Sure.
Pokes around in my mouth for a minute, minute and a half, 2 minutes. Still the whole time carrying on a conversation about something work related with the hygienist. And again, it's as if I'm, what do they call those things that used to work on CPR? Resusca Annie. It's like I'm a mannequin. Yeah, I'm a cadaver or a mannequin that's just lying there in the chair. And there is no interaction with me at all.
Yeah.
And then when he's done, he goes, all right, you look good. I'll see you in a few months. And he gets up and leaves.
Send you the bill.
There's no communication at all.
Yeah.
As if I don't even exist.
It's a waste of time for the dentist to come in. It is. I have now started turning away that option, or just like cutting them off before they even say, okay, the dentist, he'll be in to check out your teeth. I'll be like, no, I'm good. Is everything look okay? And the hygienist is like, yeah, I didn't see anything. Then I'm like, all right, I'm good to go. You can just tell them, don't even worry about it. I have now started turning down the dentist because the whole thing is stupid. They put you up, they clean you off, they tell you everything looks great, they book your next appointment, and then you got to sit there for 5 minutes. The dentist comes in, they put you back down, put the little glasses back on you, look at you and say, yep, everything looks great. The whole thing is stupid. Just turn it down next time. It's a waste of time.
Well, first of all, they start with the dentist first.
That's ridiculous.
So before she does any cleaning, the dentist comes in.
You need a new dentist then. Get the hygienist in there. Let her do her work. Him do the work. You know, just they'll spot anything. They know what they're looking for.
Yes. I don't know.
That's so weird.
A, I'm older than you. B, I've had more work done on my teeth than you, even though my teeth are in great shape and blah, blah, blah. But, and I know I sound like I'm talking out of both sides of my mouth, if you'll pardon the pun,
that I
don't want the hygienist, you know, chatting the whole time, but that I just want the dentist to acknowledge that I'm a customer who's paying his office. Because he doesn't even act like I'm there.
I want to know if they charge you for that, too. I need to go back and look on the times that the dentist came in and looked me over at the end and the times that they didn't and if they charged me or not for that 30 seconds of, yeah, you look great. Did they give do they charge you more for the dentist coming in?
Why don't you just ask him at the desk?
I might have
out.
To do that. Just remind him. I turned him down. Don't need to bill me for that part. You know, the waste of my time part. Don't bill me for that.
Does your dentist have anything on the ceiling above you?
No. In the kids' rooms, they do. They have the TVs on the ceilings.
Yeah. Well, here's what I've noticed. It's kind of funny to me. This dentist does have a TV in the ceiling that's playing some like HD TV or something like that.
Yeah.
And they have the sound on a little bit. It's not real loud, but it's on a little bit. But what I've noticed is, you know that big light thing that they bring down in front of you to work on your mouth?
Yep.
It completely blocks the screen.
Can't see it.
So all I'm hearing is noise of HGTV, but you can't see anything that's going on.
They need a bigger TV.
somebody needs to redesign the layout or something. Maybe put some virtual reality goggles on
you. There you go.
While they're doing all of this.